time to check in on the markets this morning with Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're seeing some mixed prices here this morning, although we did see corn and soybeans firm up a little bit here this morning. Presently, though, we have September corn at 363.5, down 0.5 cent. December corn at 375, down a half. March corn at 386.5, down a half. And next DEASA 16 corn, 398.5, down 0.25 cent. September soybeans at 931.75, up 6.5. November soybeans at 921.25, up 4.75. November of 16 beans at 901.75, up 3.25. September wheat at 503.5, down 3 cents. December Chicago wheat at 508.25, down 3.5. July Chicago 16 wheat at 520.5, down 3 cents. Kansas City wheat September at 485.5, down 4.25. December Kansas City wheat at 505.25, down 4.75. Of course, no livestock trade yet here this morning, being Monday morning. A couple newsworthy items out here this morning. We did see a little support early for corn and soybeans based off the monthly update the FSA releases. They'll release a monthly update here through the rest of the fall. They did show prevented planting acres of corn at 2.3 million acres, 2.173 million acres of soybeans, and about 693,000 acres of wheat. Seemed like that was a little more than the trade was expecting, so we did see a little bounce here this morning, but that's largely faded here, especially in the wheat and the corn. A couple other things watching today, export inspections out at 10 o'clock. We also have crop ratings out at 3 o'clock here this afternoon. Expecting crop ratings to be fairly steady, also continuing to keep an eye on maturity rates here as we approach harvest, which is not too far away, especially in some of the southern states. Weather-wise, expecting a little rain here to move through the Corn Belt here, especially towards the middle of the week, and trade views that a little negative tilt to the market here as we try to finish up this crop. Of course, rain at this time of year also beneficial to soybeans here as we move through the latter parts of August. Also starting here this morning is the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. They start with an east and west leg here this morning. They'll gradually move through the parts of the Corn Belt towards each other and meeting in southern Minnesota on Thursday night. The Pro Farm will also release some official crop estimates or their official crop estimates sometime early Friday afternoon. Otherwise, it continues to be fairly quiet. The crop report last week obviously changed the tone in the market here this morning, or excuse me, late last week. Now we're continuing to see kind of a sideways, choppy trade here as we near harvest. Otherwise, expecting a pretty quiet reaction today, just looking for daily updates from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour to kind of set the tone here as the week goes on.
All right, Aaron, well, thank you very much for that report. We certainly appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Brian.